Hi, and welcome to Two Girls in a Bible podcast. I'm Kim.
And I'm Jennifer.
And this is our good friend, Teresa Johnson, back for round two.
She is, yes, round two. She is back for our second episode. Yeah. And remember that this Victorious podcast is all about being raw, real, and relatable as we discover God's truth in our life through our testimonies. And his word, right? His word. That's how his we relate word. To yes. life with him.
Is and in if his you word. Have listened to last week's podcast, if you haven't, I encourage you to do so because it was filled with a lot of jewels
yes.
in there and some things that I didn't even know about. You know, I think sometimes we read through the Bible and we think that, oh, yeah, we get this. But then something good comes alive.
We get to unwrap the word.
And I love it so when good. The Lord unwraps something and it's like, boom. It's like, hello, I didn't know that, but oh, what a joy it is.
I got it. Yeah. I got it, right?
Yeah, so good.
And when what you we're talking about, absolutely. And oh, all the little so foxes. Good. And I think last week or last episode, we identified the fox, the first fox as
negative thoughts.
Negative thoughts. And
negative
so
thoughts.
How do we battle those negative thoughts? So please yes. go back and listen to the first episode with Teresa Johnson here on the Victorious Podcast. And Teresa, we're going to pick you. Up where we left off, but okay. we want to open up yeah. with the word of the word. We're going to reread the word, but this time I want all of our listeners, and if you're in a place that you can just close your eyes and listen to the word of God as she reads it, and all of those who are watching,
and
close your
eyes
and listen.
And make this very personal to yourself.
Yes.
Put yourself yeah. in those
Absolutely.
Rocks.
Absolutely. Now, if you're in your car driving to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, don't close your eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can don't go back and listen to it. Listen to it again and just spend that time really hearing what the Word of God is saying.
Yes.
So we're going to pass it over to you, Teresa.
Amen. And thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's good to be back with you all.
Oh, yes. We're so happy you came back.
We are reading from the Song of Solomon, also known as Song of Song. I'm reading from the Passion Translation. And we are going to read chapter 2, verses 10 through 15. So if you are able, pause and get quiet and come back and close your eyes, as Jennifer said, if you are able, and make this super personal. The Shepherd King. The one I love calls to me. Arise, my dearest. Hurry, my darling. Come away with me. I have come as you have asked to draw you to my heart and lead you out. For now is the time, my beautiful one. The season has changed. The bondage of your barren winter has ended, and the season of hiding is over and gone. The rains have soaked the earth and left it bright with blossoming flowers. The season for singing and pruning the vines has arrived. I hear the cooing of doves in our land, filling the air with songs to awaken you and guide you forth. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth around you? The early signs of my purposes and plans are bursting forth. The budding vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whispers, there is change in the air. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and come away with me. For you are my dove hidden in the split open rock. It was I who took you and hid you up high in the secret stairway of the sky. Let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes of worship and lovely your voice in prayer. You must catch the troubling foxes, those sly little foxes that hinder our relationship. For they raid our budding vineyard of love to ruin what I have planted within you. Will you catch them and remove them for me? We'll do it together.
Hmm. Oh, that is so
good.
You
know, I heard something in that this time that I did not hear.
I heard something too.
Yes. And in this one, it was about the little foxes. And he said, our. You know, how they've robbed our vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he's talking about this intimate relationship between
yeah.
him and I. And then and that speaks to me because when my heart is not in the right position and I'm too focused on me and what's wrong with me and what I haven't done, then I've lost sight of the one who loves me so deeply and so beautifully. That he's talking about the vineyard that him and I are working on together. He's pruning. There's the seasons of pruning. And I feel like our life is just a continual season of pruning.
Yeah.
And so that this is our vineyard. That really spoke to me. Kim, what was it that really stuck out?
Well, mine was more personal. Okay. I mean, because he called me by name.
Yeah.
He said, Kim, come out from behind the rock.
Wow.
There's a lot of depth to that. Because I know.
Yeah.
It makes me want to cry.
Yes,
but anyway, he said, come out from behind the rock.
Yes.
And see what I have.
Yes.
Oh. So you continue because I'm going to cry.
Kim's been touched.
It's
so
just
beautiful.
Right now what he's done. And I'm wondering for the listeners and those who are watching what he's done in your life, what he gave to me as I'm reading this the second time, the second week here, is he's already done so much.
Mm-hmm.
He's done so much, regardless if you're just beginning your week old in the Lord, mm-hmm. or whether you're many, many seasons, decades old, you've been praying for things and your life has changed. He's been doing the work mm-hmm. in the vineyard. He's been doing, and he's asking, do you see it? Do you discern it? I'm doing this. You're with me. I'm with you.
Yeah.
And so he's bringing us into this new place and telling us, I've listened. I've heard you. I love your face. Okay. I love your prayers. I love our time together. And now we have to continue to get rid of the things that hinder our relationship.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
I want to continue to get rid of everything. I'm married to a man for some 30 years now, and we are still working on life, being together, you know? And there are things that we still want to actively as they come up.
Yeah.
I don't want this in our, we don't want this. This doesn't belong here. And that's what the Lord is saying to us. Whatever, and we'll talk about the third fox, I think, today too, but he promises us, if you will work on getting rid of this, we will do it together, whatever these hindrances are.
Whatever it is.
Whatever the fox is.
Yeah, that's so good.
That is amazing.
He's saying, I'm safe.
I'm safe.
Yes.
I'm safe. You're going to have seasons of pruning.
And you know, when she was reading that, and I heard him call me by name, it was such a peaceful, gentle drawing.
Yeah.
It was like a gentle drawing, like you would draw, you know, water or something very, just like she did like this a while ago. In the first session she did, it was like water.
Yeah.
And that's how it was. It was like drawing me, you know. I don't know if you can understand what I mean.
Absolutely, because think about it. Think about our relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a drawing there. I had a vision of me as a little girl on the floor and I was kicking my legs up and it was actually a dream. And I looked up and I saw my father looking at me, but it wasn't my earthly father. It was my heavenly father.
Right.
And when he looked at me, I heard him say these words with his eyes, I'm well pleased with you. I knew that he was pleased
with me. That's incredible.
And then, but the cool part about it, I'm talking about this because of what you just said, was all I could feel from him, that it just radiated from all of his being. And there's no word on this earth that just could describe the depth of what I felt in that dream, was his goodness. Depth of his goodness. And his goodness draws us to him, Kim.
Yes, I know.
That soft and gentle heart that just pulls you in. Come out from behind the rock. In other words, it's safe.
Those of you who don't know me, I had a rough exterior about myself for many, many years. It wasn't until probably I was about 40 years old that the Lord began to soften me, because you could look at me wrong and I would hurt you, you know, or I wanted to hurt you. I was never in a fight in my life.
Just has a frown, a smile that was turned upside down, so everybody thought she was mad at them all the time.
And they were afraid of me.
Yeah.
I was unapproachable. And some people still think that.
But the thing is that
it's okay to have that rough exterior. I think sometimes we try to hide behind our rough exterior, but the Lord is wanting us to soften. And, you know, for many years, I knew that the Lord was trying to soften me in different areas. And I think that, you know, it's working in different places.
No.
You know, we always have room to grow. And I've always thought of myself like the potter's wheel, you know, and he's constantly smoothing those rough edges. But the Lord revealed to me, he said, Kim, you're not so much like a pot that I mold. You're like an onion that I peel, because I'm taking the bad stuff away. And then, you know, at the end of an onion, what do we find? We find a pearl. Mm-hmm. So he says, you know, like we always tell our kids, you know, we're the apple of my eye. He tells me, I'm the pearl.
Okay, every time Kim tells a story, I have to say this, because this is what comes out of me. Kim, not a lot of people like onions. How about a parfait? You want to be a parfait? Everybody likes a parfait.
Now, I didn't used to like onions, but the thing is, it's because people don't like onions.
They came from Shrek, by the way.
They come from smelly stuff, you know, but if you go,
I love onions.
If you get down to the pearl of the onion, it is sweet.
I love onions. I will chop up an onion, eat it with some cheddar cheese.
Oh, dear.
I will eat it raw.
Me too.
I like red onions. I mean, they are a little bit sweet. Vidalia onions are sweet.
So, Kim, you are just my kind of person.
I know.
I wonder if foxes eat onions. I just don't
know. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know. Anyway, we got off the track here, but that was good.
We had a squirrel moment.
Yeah, squirrel. It's okay.
Okay, back to you,
that
Teresa.
That was good, Kim.
Oh, yes. our second fox... Yes. We were about to discuss is bad memories. And at conference, I brought out bad memories that sit on me or Ken or Dad. I testified about my upbringing and in my childhood, and I still don't want to get into, well, this is how you get rid of these hindrances without having a genuine, raw, relatable story, right?
Right.
Well, I actually hope you don't relate to anything I have to say, but I will keep it real.
Yeah.
And brief for the purpose of this podcast and recording, but I was born to a woman who absolutely hated me and let me know every single day of her life that was the case. So she tried to kill me before I was born, took, you know, lots of ways to try to do that. Late term abortions were not a thing in 1968. She was 5 months along with me when she learned that I was coming. And the fact that I did not die in the womb was something she took out on me.
Your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of cruelty. There was a lot of abuse. There was sexual abuse. There was all kinds of things that were going on. And when I got to be a person of middle school age, she had married a man, and that was really awful for me. I was, you know, I always said it, we were Poe, because we couldn't afford the or and poor, so we were just simply Poe. But she didn't love me, so she didn't take care of me. So as a middle school student, I would go to school wearing whatever she would throw at me. Like, we didn't go to the store for me. We just got me to wear whatever my mother didn't want in her closet. So I wasn't popular in school. I had naturally curly hair, so I wasn't well kept or taken care of. I was kind of that kid. And I'd go home and they'd be drinking on the couch and mucking it up and laughing and carrying on. And I'd try to get in to, you know, go to my room, and they'd have the door locked and I could hear them laughing and making fun of me. So there were times I'd had to crawl in windows and things. And I said this, and I'll say it again, that laughter, right? Laughter without kindness is
cruel.
It's so cruel.
It is very cruel.
Yeah. Right. It's sinister.
Yeah.
It's insidious and it's sinister. And so I grew up with that insidious, cruel laughter, hatred. I didn't have aunties, uncles, cousins. I was alone. I was completely alone. Didn't have any brothers or sisters that I grew up with. So by the time I was a teenager, I was so mean. And I got clothes because I would just steal them. So you know, I got myself dressed, and I whatever I needed, I took. But I was also so mean. I was so mean. I didn't do things like to children that my mother did to her child. But certainly if, you were my size or bigger, you probably didn't want to meet me. Good things probably wouldn't become of that. So I became everything that, my stepfather accused me of being. I had to look a lot of words up that he said that I was, but I was, listen, my life just was bad. I didn't know how to be a person, and it's really when, you know, it, I was 27 before I came to the Lord, mm-hmm. and that's just a whole other story. But to wrap it up and put it all into context of bad memories, when I tell you to take those quickly to the Lord, I'm not really being flippant about it. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you the truth of how this thing gets done, because some lives are just so difficult that if you just don't deal with it right away, mm-hmm. you're just not going to deal with it. And if you fall down the pain of memory lane, the enemy sees you down mm-hmm. there, and he will kick you when you're down. Mm-hmm. It's what he does. He is the author of lies. He doesn't, it's not even personal. It's not like he just wants bad things to happen to you. He hates God.
Yeah.
And he's too foolish to have stayed in heaven. So you've got an enemy who's kind of an idiot, if you don't mind me saying. I don't mind me saying. He's not even that brilliant.
I don't mind saying it. The enemy is an idiot.
He's an idiot. He has, there's no sense about him. He's just angry. Like, my mom was just angry. There was no sense to it. I was a beautiful little baby. And to God, you are beautiful daughters.
Yes.
You are so valuable. You are in worship, and just when you wake up in the morning.
You are beautiful brides.
You're his bride.
You're his bride.
So, the fox.
I love that. And I want to touch on that a little bit, because you said that when we go down memory lane, it's a very dangerous place to be. That is so true. Mm-hmm. I remember, and you know, there is an area where we do have to heal from some of our old paths, especially when they're affecting decisions we're making today.
Right.
That means we haven't learned how to walk away from those things, and those habits are still playing repeatedly in our lives. But I remember I went, and this is in my book, The Something Shiny Journey, but I talk about an episode in my life where I was a part of a church, and I was shunned.
Yeah.
In this church, and they actually told me I was demonically possessed with 23 mm-hmm, demons, which mm-hmm, I just was in love with Jesus. I just couldn't do things the way they wanted to do them. But in that season, I went to this encounter. It was a 3-day encounter, and they had people rebuking demons, and I was like, God, I don't have demons. I have you. I've been born again, made new in Christ, and I was worshiping the Lord, and the lady came over, and right here is the red flag. She came over and said to me, now is not a time to worship God. But I was doing it privately in my little corner, not bothering anybody.
Red flag.
Now is the time to rebuke demons. But the truth is, everyone in that room, and this is what the Holy Spirit revealed to me, and what was happening in that room, is that the speakers that were in that room would spend 45 minutes on the pain of their past and 5 minutes on Jesus.
Mm.
And the Lord said, if you meditate on your past, and what you have gone through
Come
in
on.
Your past,
Come on.
It can destroy you. And that was true. In my 20s, I went through regressive therapy.
Bad memories.
Where they had me go back and think about my memories. It messed me up so bad, they had to change my medication 4 times. And then they decided this wasn't good for me, so they stopped. So even in after being born again, you know, it's never good to go back. Whatever you let your mind go to, that's where your emotional state is going to be. And I had nothing in me but to rejoice in how much Christ had done for me, that I was born again. He gave me self-value and self-worth for the first time. Mm. And that's what I clung to. Mm. And I would encourage all of our listeners and our viewers, cling to him and what he says about you, and just let go of the past. When you learn who you are in him, you will be all he's called you to be. And there's a growing process.
Yes.
And just like Kim said, she just learned the other day, she had a wrong mindset. She was actually put something on a prayer board for the Lord to answer. And he answered it, but he showed it her that her mindset was in the wrong place. That same thing, all those are little foxes. Your past is a little fox.
And
those bad memories are little foxes.
If I would have fed on that instead of bringing it to him, that thing would have festered.
Oh,
and it would have blown up, and it would have been a lot of trying to backstep and make up for it.
Yeah.
So I praise the Lord that he changed my mindset, that I was able to take that under control. And the only reason I was able to do that is because I remain in the Word.
That's right.
I remain
That's
in
right.
the Word.
That's right.
And, you know, and it... Because there was a time when I wasn't in the Word, and I would go through things, and I said, Lord, why do I struggle so? And he said, and he'd always pointed me back to the Word.
Yeah. The Word.
And,
the Word,
you know,
is what
and
you.
It took a long time for me to get that through my thick head.
Yeah.
But in that process, it's amazing how we grow at our own pace.
Yes.
And, you know, we're not going to get where we need to go
it's not
until
a race.
We need to go.
We need to grow up and we need to mm-hmm. grow right. And we touched last week, and you just touched on it again a little bit, going into the memory. God is going to always gently let us know this is something we need to work on.
Right, right.
He's not accusatory, right. telling you you are a low-life loser who's never going to get any better.
No.
He will say to something to your heart that sounds beautiful and loving and work with you and lead you to a sisterhood if you need to bring it out. We talked about going to the throne and not immediately to the phone, because sometimes on the other line, honey, it's same drama, different dress anyway. They don't got it right. Don't go there.
That's right.
Go to the Lord.
Right.
And he will guide you if there's something deep within you that really needs to come out. It needs to come out in the context of who he says we are. We learn that in the word.
Right. Yes. And it reminds me, it's everything that you just said is summarized in what Kim's revelation was, which was, come out from behind the rock.
Come
out from behind the rock. That is so beautiful. Come out from behind the rock. It's okay to look at all of those hidden things. It's okay to look at, turn the lights on those things that are hurting, that you're struggling with. Let's turn the lights on. It's okay to look at it.
It's okay to look, and don't linger.
That's right, and I love that. We don't linger. We can look, but we don't linger. But when we look, we invite him there with us so that we can actually see it through his perspective, through his eyes, not the glasses or the vision of our past, the perspective of our past, but we can see it through Christ's perspective.
Amen. So. The thoughts and the memories come the same way, and we take care of them the same way.
Yeah.
So they'll come up in our mind.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And a thought is just that. Memory is the visual, right? It's like you can see it. It's like looking at a television screen. It's like it's looking at a picture. It's looking at something. You can actually visualize that. When you have a visualization of your past and it's hurtful, you do the same thing. You say, Jesus, I just saw my stepfather sitting on that couch making fun of me. My stepfather used to come into my room every single night from that time I was 10 years old until about the time I was 16. I didn't live there a whole lot after 14, but he'd come in every time I was there, and he'd say the same thing. He'd come in, if I was sleeping, he'd wake me up and he'd say, Terry, tonight's the night. I sleep with a gun under my pillow and I'm gonna kill you. That's not a great memory. And you know, when I see something or hear something like that, if it's to run through my head again, I immediately say to my Father God, Lord, I just saw this memory, and I know it isn't from you, because there's no reason for you to bring that to me.
No,
that brings pain, and that brings hurt, and I'm giving that to you, because for whatever the reason, it's coming back up from a place that's from the pit of hell.
Yeah.
That was never what you wanted for
never
me.
His
so if the enemy, so,
the Lord.
So if the enemy is reminding you of your past, and even if you're going through something and you have given it to the Lord and the enemy keeps throwing it in your face, know that that's not of God. He has placed it in his sea of forgetfulness. If you have, you know, asked him to forgive you and you have a heart of repentance.
Right.
And find somebody that you can talk to.
Yes.
A safe place where you can say, hey, this is the thing I'm stuck on. I can't let this go. I can't forgive myself, or I can't forgive this person. Find somebody that is trustworthy, that knows the word, you know, and if you don't have somebody, reach out to us. You know,
reach out to us.
I think we've all been through so much. Between our team, I don't think there's anything we don't have covered. We'll find
someone to help you.
But tell somebody, because there is relief and power. Revelations 12:11 says, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. That means understanding who you are. And the words of your testimony. And today it may look like this thing is bothering me, but tomorrow you can say, God set me free from this thing, because I was able to share this, or whatever it is. You don't want to share it with just anybody.
You know, but. And the thing is, when you hold things secret like that, your own pain, when you talk about it in a safe place and you're ready to talk about it, and the Lord will reveal that to you, you'll know, because it comes out.
Yeah.
It just comes out. It only takes one word, and then you can, you know, you just spew it out. And the enemy is going to try to divert you every single time.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to remind
you that.
Hover
that.
He's
going to
be like, they're going to, what is going to happen? They're going to see those bad memories will begin to come up. And every bad thing you ever done, he's going to bring that to your mind at that point and say, they don't want to hear about you because, you know, you're not good enough for them. Or, you know, you're not worthy enough, you know. So you need to keep your mouth shut because they're going to make fun of you behind your back.
Yeah.
And you know how that feels.
Yeah. He's going to use shame.
Yes, he is.
He's going to use guilt. But let me tell you one thing that you can do for yourself, and you can commit to yourself the fruits of the Spirit in your mind. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Some people, you know, the words change a little bit depending on what version you're going to read, but it's all basically the same thing. So commit those to memory. And anything that is attacking your mind that's outside of those nine fruits, it's not from Father God. He's not from our Heavenly Father who loves us. It's not from Holy Spirit. It's from the enemy. So knowing where those sources are coming from, that's really going to help you discern what you need to do next.
Yes. That along that same vein, that biggest hindrance with the thoughts and the memories is that unforgiveness. The enemy will keep you there as long as he possibly can because forgiveness... Ladies, we got to get there as soon as we possibly can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him would be saved. Mm-hmm. He forgave everything we've ever said
everything.
And done. Everything.
Everything. Past, present, and future.
Did I tell you I was ugly? Mm-hmm. I had a season of super ugly. I know you said you was kind of mean, but honey, I was a terrible person on the face of the earth. I was just a bad person.
Which is
bad
so
is,
hard.
That is bad. And I can't
it's
see
so
that.
It's so hard to see.
I
don't
see
know that,
being
Teresa.
A bad person,
I know
but
Teresa.
I can you know. I can believe, you know, the you know, nobody, people look at me, well, I don't know, maybe they don't. But some people look at me and say, you know, you've got it all together, Kim.
Yeah.
Right. I don't.
No. I did this
None
one
of
thing.
Us really
you
do.
You know, I mean, I don't think any of us
I'd say we're all
kind
of winging life with him
it's
and,
true.
You know,
which
flying
is
on
why,
a limb and just figuring out what works
which,
and doesn't
which is
work
why
and,
the body of Christ is so important to us. Why
absolutely.
Sisterhood is so important to us.
Right.
And that is why we do what we do.
Yeah.
Because
Amen.
We care. Not only for those who are caught in crisis situations, but for all of us.
Yes.
Because a crisis is a crisis.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
and this
with
is
you're
all
hurting,
kind of talking about the life,
if you
the
are
final
hurting,
thoughts, which is life.
The enemy is going
to
continuously bring up
yeah.
those bad memories,
yeah.
but the Lord is going to remind you of who you are. Like
Amen.
He told me, come out from behind the rock. I have a tendency to like, to, that's my safe place.
Yeah.
Right. I like to go there where I'm not seen,
yeah.
but I can step out when I need to. And
yeah.
he says, no. No, come out from behind the rock.
I love that.
So
I love that.
With that, you know, what is
what
the
was
next
that
one?
Final kind of?
What's that final?
I'll have the final
up?
One. I just want to back up to the forgiveness portion for just a moment.
Oh, I'm
because
sorry. Yes.
Even in the midst of the horrible trauma and drama, everything that I lived with, I had a million opportunities. I was a bad person, but I was never hateful.
Mm-hmm.
I've never hated a single person
That's
in my whole life. My mother is residing with Jesus today. Of the many things she blamed me for, one of them was bringing her to the Lord. She was right about that.
Amen.
I was able to be instrumental. The Lord allowed me to be instrumental in that.
Praise
I have
God.
Prayed
that's
and
incredible.
Forgiven every
that's
single
such
person.
That's incredible.
But here's the thing. I didn't know because I wasn't raised in the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
It was just something the Lord allowed for me to do, right?
Mm-hmm. It wasn't intentional. You were just in love with Jesus.
I kind of didn't want to be like the people I was around either. But
right.
But yes, that was a God thing. It was just like what was on me. Like he was protecting me. Even nobody else was there. But God was there in the midst of it. That's just a whole other testimony. But I wanted to say this. Today, this day, this very day, my life is so blessed.
Amen.
And I will tell you, I believe wholeheartedly, everything ain't perfect.
Yeah.
Only God is perfect.
Yeah.
But I really attribute that to forgiveness, the ability to quickly be able to. Is it easy? No. Have I had to do it multiple times?
Yeah.
Yes. Did I do it when I didn't feel like forgiving? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But I want Jesus so much that nothing is going to stand in my way. So even if I don't feel it yet, I say, I forgive you.
Yes.
I forgive you. And God will deal with you. I can't even right now. But I don't want that mess in my heart, messing up my heart. So I will forgive people of anything just so it doesn't fester and become a hindrance in my relationship to my Father.
Yeah.
Because I won't let anything interfere.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage you, if you're listening or watching, I know it can be difficult. I'm not trying to make light out of how hard a forgiveness may be, but you need to get to it as quickly as possible. And you don't have to feel it all wholeheartedly at first. You just have to let your Father know, I'm working on this. I have forgiven. I'm good. My heart's going to catch up with it.
And use your voice.
Use your voice.
I forgive this person for that.
Yes.
I mean, I had to spend years and years and years where I repeatedly forgave my
mom. It doesn't mean they shouldn't go to prison. It doesn't mean they shouldn't have consequences.
I really think it's helpful when you say it out loud.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we can talk about it in our mind.
Absolutely.
But we also know nobody hears that.
Yeah.
But to speak it out loud, and you don't even have to have anybody in the room, but the Lord's there.
Yeah.
You're making a announcement.
I forgive my mom.
I forgive whoever it is.
I forgive my mom, and she owes me nothing.
Exactly.
You can say, I forgive whatever this person did, and he owes or she owes me nothing.
Because God will give you back
everything the enemy stole from you.
And you know, the one thing that the Lord taught me just many, many years ago is that I kept asking him, you know, why? Mm-hmm. Why, Lord? And, you know, I don't think really, you know, a lot of people ask why, you know. But the thing is, the Lord did answer me on this one occasion where I said, how can I be better? He said, and the one thing I live my life, this is my code of life, be the kind of friend you want to have.
Yes.
I can attest, she is the kind of friend she wants to have.
Yes,
she's a good friend.
Is.
I love my
and
friendship
And, you know,
with
when
her.
He shared that with me,
because
Jesus at that point had become my best friend.
Oh, yeah.
And he was my example through this time that I was all alone.
Yeah.
And he just said, Kim, it's simple.
Yeah.
Be the kind of friend you want to have.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can do that.
Yeah.
I can be the kind of friend.
He made it easy.
And the thing is, it's not easy. It's not easy because you run into the people and you try to be the kind of friend you want to have, and they're not always reciprocate.
That's right.
I mean, I worked at different relationships for a long time, and then some I moved on, and others, you know, I helped, and others I still have very long, strong relationships.
That's right.
But I say that he made it easy in the sense that he gave you the direction to go in.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. And I was willing at this point because I was desperate to be the kind of friend that he had been to me during this time where I felt that everybody had deserted me.
Yeah.
So I thought this is going to be my life's motto. And I would recommend it to you too. Be the kind of friend you want to have.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you were kind of rough around the edges, maybe you need to be looking at yourself.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, and, but with that, you know, I'm going down a rabbit hole, but
say,
you know,
no,
go ahead.
You're good. It all is.
We were going to work and wrap up on our last Fox, and
that's
I wanted
right.
to do that. I called it life, the things that happen, whether that's our predilections, or what we tend to do that are hindrances, whether that's a addiction or gambling. We all know what the problems that we have in our own life that can be a hindrance to our relationship with the Lord. But I wanted to leave you with a commentary for verse 15. Again, I'm reading from the Passion Translation. So the commentary on verse 15 here says this: these foxes are the compromises that are hidden deep in our hearts.
Mm.
Oh. These are areas of our lives where we have not yet allowed the victory of Christ to shine. The foxes keep the fruit of his spirit from growing within us.
Mm.
It says here the word, will you catch them and remove them for me?
Mm.
Finally, the word here says, we will do it together.
And that's so good.
So good. I love that. That is amazing.
Thank you so much, Teresa, for joining us. That was actually a beautiful
word. Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I got a lot out of it.
I got a lot out of it.
And I don't like to cry. Anybody who knows me, I never cry.
You don't see her.
You don't see me. Yeah, so this is, you know, and, you know, it's surprising that I didn't say, well, pause.
We're leaving it on there. She's not getting out of this one.
No, it's all good. It's all good. I am going to be able to cry.
Absolutely. But we're excited. Thank you, Teresa, for joining us again. And we want to remind our listeners and our YouTube watchers, we do have something special that we'd like to announce concerning you. Teresa will be launching her Rewired podcast.
Yay!
So we get to be the blessed ones because we get to do this to help her go down that journey. So we're so excited for you, Teresa. And you're going to be seeing her beautiful, lovely face. And she's going to be talking directly into your hearts via podcast and YouTube and our YouTube channel. So you'll be able to find all of her videos on our YouTube channel in the future. So
we just are waiting for the comment.
Yeah. And we're just waiting for the timeline. But we wanted to let everybody know that it is coming. So we are excited.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Woo! Rewired Life Tribe live online. I love it. She's the heart and soul of what God is doing here locally in this community. And so we thank you for doing what you're
and
doing.
Thank you for coming and sharing and giving us those tidbits that we didn't get to hear at the conference.
That's right.
They're not tidbits. They're jewels.
They're jewels.
To me, they're jewels.
They're gold.
They're gold. And so with that all said, we just want to thank you.
Yes.
And we want to end it with this.
You will always have a friend with two girls and a Bible. Bye. God bless you. Mwah. Mwah.